this is Dan. We're going to PTC Attitude. Heads down tonight. Look at the southern constellations for morning realign, okay?
Line is up.
Houston, this is 10, over.
Go ahead, 10.
Roger, it is kind of mighty cold up in this tunnel area. If it really starts to freeze things up, we might want to orient this thing hatch toward the sun for a little bit one of these days. We'll keep an eye on it. That'd be all right?
Roger, we copy.
Yeah. Hello, Houston, it's 10.
Go ahead, 10.
I got some rad readings for you. In this order, 26044, 05044, and 15045. I got battery C, 36.8. Pyro bats are both 37. RCS, 54, 66, 67, and 64.
Roger, read back, Rad.
That's all right, Bruce. I got them written down. I'm sure you got them right. I'm cycling the fans, and I'm going into an O2 purge at this time.
Roger, I'd like to confirm the Rad readings, 26044, 05044, 15045. Over.
That's it. You got them.
Roger.
Got it.
10, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead, Lewis.
Roger, looking ahead in the flight plan, there's nothing very critical immediately following your rest period. If required, we could slip the P-22 work by a couple hours, and if you want to go ahead and sleep in, it's your option, over. Sunday morning and all
okay,
that.
Okay, I'll leave that to whatever John wants to do on, Roger, whatever John wants to do on that, over. Okay, that make any difference to me, whatever's convenient with y'all.
Well, we're going to be here one way or the other in your option.
Well, I figured you wouldn't turn loose the smoker. How about we play it? If we wake up, we do it. If we sleep, we don't. Would that be fair?
That's fair.
In other words, we do it when we wake up, if that'd be all right.
Roger.
Hey, Bruce, the purge is complete. The canister has been changed. What comm mode do you want us in tonight? Omni or high gain? Omni again?
Okay, we'd like you in Omni comm mode. We'd like you to select Omni Bravo on board with the rest of the comm configuration per the flight plan. That is S-band squelch enable, S-band normal mode voice off, and the aux tape off.
Okay, fine. I'll stay high gain here for a little bit.
Roger. We'd also like you to terminate the charge on battery A and optics power switched off.
Okay, we got that. Thank you.
And then I've got your heater configuration for the cryo tanks.
Standby one. Okay, Jack, why don't you take them one at a time and I'll just go through, Bruce, I'm sorry.
Okay, oxygen tank number 2, auto. Oxygen tank number 1, off. Hydrogen tank number 1, auto. Hydrogen tank number 2, off.
Okay, Bruce, here's what I got. I got hydrogen 1 auto, 2 off, oxygen 1 off, and 2 auto.
Roger. And we had an inquiry from Joe Garino as to what sort of utilization, if any, you're getting on the in-flight exerciser, over.
Roger. We've been using it after DEI and it's working out real good. Would you pass the word on to Joe? We have been, all three of us have been using it and it's working out fine, over. And so we were rather busy there all the time up before DEI and the whole mission, and now we're using it on the way back, over. It works good.
Roger. You're not having any problems with it or anything like that?
Negative. Works as prescribed. It's real good, over.
Very good. I'll pass it on.
That reference was to Air Force Master Sergeant Joe Garino, who's in charge of the astronauts' gym and is the astronauts' physical training coordinator.